Cookeville, Tennessee. So with that, I'm going to call Brother Mike to the podium, and he's going to kick us off this morning.
I came up as quickly as I could so I could give Ricardo as much time as he needs. Thank you for having us this morning. First of all, I just want to thank this congregation. I don't know how many people mentioned this to you, but Ricardo and I arrived early this morning, and from the time that we arrived until we sat down over here, someone was always walking up and saying, "Welcome. Thank you for being here this morning. What's your name? Where are you from?" And that makes a visitor feel special. And I want to thank you for doing that for Ricardo and myself. And I know that sometimes people get a little bit nervous about going up to a stranger, but in Jesus, we're not strangers, are we? And so we need to remember that, and I hope that you'll always continue to do that. Also, thank you for having Ricardo here. I'm a substitute this morning. Randy Short is usually the person that comes and will go with Ricardo, and he has had some poor health issues. He's slowly recovering from liver issues, and so please keep him in your prayers. Randy and I were joy bus drivers back in 1978 at Sycamore Church in Cookeville, and he was in college, and I was working with my family in a farm supply business, and that's how we got to know each other. And for some reason, God moved us to go to the Sunset School of Preaching in Lubbock, Texas, with our families. And 2 years later, there were six families that formed to go to Recife, Brazil. So in 1990, with our permanent visas approved, we went to Recife together. And a 1.5 million people, there are 4 million people now. There was not a congregation of our fellowship in Recife at that time. So God opened doors for us. And we were able to study with and start converting people. God converted people. And one of those persons was Ricardo. You can say Ricardo. I can't. But Ricardo. And he was a professional soccer player and well-known. And but he was converted by another professional soccer player in the area. He ended up going to São Paulo. Came back to the Recife area, was an evangelist after he decided to leave soccer and go into full-time evangelist work in a city called João Pessoa. He served God there for a few years, did a great job of sharing Jesus, and Randy called him one day and said, "Ricardo, we're going to start a school of preaching in Recife. We want you to come and be part of that." So he packed up his family, and they went to Recife. Several years have passed now. Randy is old like me. And so I came back after 5 years with my family. Randy stayed almost 40 years with Kathy and did a great work. Randy was a visionary on our mission team. He was the one who always felt like we can do this. And so with your help and the help of other congregations across the nation, the school of preaching, Ebenezer, began. Ricardo came and was one of those teachers, and since Randy's return to the States, he's become the president of the Ebenezer School. I call it school of preaching. It serves just a great purpose, because with 4 million people now, can you imagine we're keeping up with the amount of preachers that we need to send out into Brazil? And of course the answer is no, but God is using Ricardo and the school to prepare men to go out and share Jesus. In John 5, and I'm going to stop. If you remember in John 5, beginning with verse 1, Jesus was in Jerusalem. And while he was there, he went down to the pool of Siloam, where the people who were lame and crippled and they needed healing could walk down into this pool, and they were healed. And Jesus walked up to a guy that noticed he wasn't going down there, and he said, do you want to be healed?" And the man said, "I've been like this for 38 years." He said, "I don't know why I'm emotional. I'm just old, okay?" He said, I don't have anybody to help me. And because of you and so many others, There are people in Recife, in the Northeast, and all of Brazil that are saying, I need help. And you're helping to send that help through Ricardo and so many others. So thank you for that. And at this time, I'll let Ricardo get up.
I'm sorry, guy. Oh, man. It's an honor for me to be here and share the work that God is doing in Brazil through Ebenezer. And my prayer be here. And the last time I was in Great Oak Church of Christ, and a little boy arrived me and said, your mommy not teach you, you speak and read? I say, my mom, no. In English, no. So my English is bad, okay? And be patient with me. And if you ask me something, maybe I answer you. Maybe I say, excuse me, repeat, please. But I will try. I try. Good. Well, before I speak about the work in Brazil, I want to quickly speak about the God's plan in action. Jesus put in practice God's plan to save the world. Okay? And when Jesus came here, Jesus knew that just he and could die on the cross. You know that. But the question is, what's coming next? What's coming next after Jesus died on the cross? This is important. And Jesus, left the step to be followed. Jesus, because this, Jesus teaches his disciple for that. And first, Jesus said to pray to the Lord of the harvest to send more work. And I ask you, pray for us, pray for the work in Brazil that Jesus, like Jesus said. And Jesus did in Luke chapter 6, verse 12 to 13, Jesus spent the night in prayer. And the next day, Jesus called his 12 disciples to him and gave them authority. Authority for what? For preach about him. Jesus knew that. Jesus knew that the mission to reach the world not be continued without discipleship. Discipleship is very important in the work to reach the world. And then, Jesus keep it on calling people and make disciples. In the next chapter, in Matthew 11, 28, 29, Jesus called the people. Called the people and take my yoke, open on you and learning about me. How I speak about you if I not know you? I need to know you, and then I speak about you for another guy, another people. Jesus know that, and teacher his disciple for that. Jesus invited them first to him, and then he teaches them. Jesus knew that discipleship starts with relationship and then learning. In the middle of the gospel, in Matthew 11, Jesus said, come to me, But see, the end of the gospel, after Jesus prepared his disciple, he sent them to make disciples. Go to make disciples in all nations. In the United States, in Brazil, Jesus, before going to the heaven, Jesus finished the work and gave to his disciple. And put in practice what Jesus taught them. Jesus called people to be disciples. In the end, he sent them to make disciples. So, let me show you how Ebenezer followed his model of Jesus. But first of all, I want you to present our vision, okay? This Brazil is a very large country. And we have 1,794 municipalities. This is so big. And just northeast, we have 13 million people, spread in 9 states. And our vision is to proclaim the gospel and establish a congregation in every city of northeast Brazil by training and equipping preach and the church leaders. So, we have a lot of work, yes, but just like Jesus had a lot of work. And his work starts with 12 apostles only. And because of the work of this man, today we're here being disciples Jesus. They start with the 12 men. In the school, he wanted to do the same. Okay. We are training men and women every day for the service and the building up of Jesus, of the church. Right now, we have 127 students and divided them in 4 classes, in person and in online. We have a class at 9 morning and at 9. And we have a special class and a Saturday class. The student spend the whole Saturday with us. The student come and the class started at 9 a.m. until 5 p.m. And they spend the time with us for lunch, for coffee break, and this class is very good for developing relationship. Okay, good. Go ahead, please. Sorry. The Saturday class, please. Good. Thank you. This class is very good for developing relationship. The students come from various denominations of the different church. And because this, we can talk about the school work and answer questions and talk about the salvation and the baptism. It is so important And many times, the students leave the church and come to the Church of Christ. And then we train them for the work of the Lord's harvest. Yeah. We have an online class. The online class has the potential to grow because the student can participate from everywhere, anywhere. Just need to speak Portuguese. Okay? If you want to study with us, you can, but you need to speak Portuguese. Not like me speaking English, okay? But you need to speak Portuguese for that. I hope that the next class we have more students there. Okay, good. The student pay for two students at Ebenez, and the total tuition is around $1,200. Can I take you pass, please? Good. Now I'm going to present the program, just the brothers of the Church of Christ, okay? The first is intensive work. What do you mean intensive work? This is a program where brothers from various states of the Northeast come to the school and stay with us 1 week each month, okay? They stay with us from Monday to Friday to develop their work at the church. We currently have 14 students in this program. And the student comes from several parts of the northeast of Brazil. Sometimes we have a special course. And this course, many other brothers from the church near Ebenezer come to participate in this class, this special class. Sometime Randy going to Brazil, and then he teach us in the special class. Speak good. What's the importance of the intensive week? The students are training to train another, like Jesus did. So when they return to the congregation, they can put in practice everything you're learning with us. The teacher, preach, and discipleship. They improve and can back the church grow with a strong biblical foundation. This class we pay for them, okay? Around $800. Another program is boarding student class. Right now, we have 10 students. Among them, the students from Arca. And Arca, I talking about later, okay? It's three guys. Yes, it's good. And among that, we have two couples. We had this experience in 7 years ago, and we stopped. But now we return with the new feature. The couple is from the south of Brazil. This has never been there before. It's never happened before. And this two couple is so important for us because we, the Ebenezer, going another place in Brazil. Not just northeast, but south and north. Anywhere in Brazil. It's good. Oh, okay, yes. were trained during the program. We send the students to various places to put in practice what they learning with the eyes. Okay. The Wilgner is going to Igarassu every Sunday. Igarassu is a municipality located about 20 miles from Ebenezer. And we hope that soon we will have a Church of Christ there. Okay? And it's this good guy and student at school. The church, okay, good. Bad, please. Good. We have a many church, small church in Recife, and send the student for help them. And church in Boa Viagem, and Juscelene, Analice, Ana e Aparecida teach the children there. And church in Palmares, Juliana, Rafael e Juscelene, help the teaching the children to hold a Bible school vacation, like VBS here. And church in Candeias, okay. Candeias, good. Juliana, Rafael e Juscelene. And church in Prazeres. Good. Yeah. We have a lot of church in Northeast, and the student go to there and help them to grow and worship better at school. This program costs around $1,800 per month. Okay, good. Classes in Share the Gospel, they call ADI. ADI no make sense in English. This is a acrostic. But in English means, does say the scripture. Assim diz a escritura in Portuguese. That is an acrostic. And there is a basic course where we teach God's plan of salvation throughout all of the Bible. And this course is free. And we have a 4 season in the year. Okay? And we test it, the school. And the result was excellent. In the last season, we have 5 baptisms from the class in person. 20 students. The last month we finished the 3rd season and we have 5 baptisms. So we called to the church and we asked the congregation if they want to offer this course to their communities. And if they agree, we send our teacher there for teaching how to practice this method. And going to João Pessoa and Natal. This is 2 states around Pernambuco. So, okay, let me talk about the Elicamp. Elicamp is also an acrostic. It doesn't make sense in English, but in Portuguese, it's me. Meeting of leader in the Lord harvest field. We have, after the COVID, we have 3 meetings. And Natal, Fortaleza, and Aracaju. Okay, this is important because we can share idea that help them thinking about the new church around this congregation. 300 work, just men, teacher and preach. The Ebenezer came and bring the preacher and teacher together and fellowship and talking about the how we grow, take the preach the gospel in Northeast in Brazil. And right now, we have 105 graduation from the Church of Christ only. Currently, we have 215 student graduation, but just from Church of Christ, we have 105 graduation. And among this, 55% are not full, but they are very involved in the church work. Some are preaching or Bible teaching the church. The 30% help a lot, but not preach or Bible teaching in the church. And 12 become a preach with the full support. Our goal is, as we want to connect with the graduation and grow out impact wherever they are. The next year, we will start to work more intensively with this graduation. And four fronts, missionary, spiritual, financial, and promotion. And we hope that God helped them or may better use God's planning for the Northeast in Brazil. Let me talk about the partnership with Ebenezer. Ebenezer Publishing House. And the first, the publishing house, currently we have already published 36 books. And this book are used for edification of the brothers and advance God's kingdom. 36 book. ARCA, this year we start the partnership with ARCA. ARCA is also an acrostic. Yeah, we like acrostic. But the acrostic means academic condition at sing. And, okay, good. Adriano Freire is coming to the United States for improving your sing. And when back here for raise money for start the school, ARCA, he met Randy and talked about this program. And Randy called me and we think about this so good and start the partnership with ARCA. Currently, there are 3 students. They keep training and helping to local church every Sunday. And the first year, God has blessed us greatly. And next year, we want to increase with more student. Yes, it's good to the work in the church. This is very important work because we have many small church and there are not many brothers who know how to lead this song. So they are training students for both work and preach and lead their song. Yeah, another important thing we are asking God for is to bless us with recognition from the Mackey. Mackey is acrostic too, okay? But it makes sense in English because Mackey is Ministry of Education and Culture, okay? If the school wants to pass another level the school needed that the government recognizing the school. Okay? And we need to, this is important because the recognition, it is very important for us. Because we allow Ebenezer to have a more financial resource, and also the student, in case that the church does not pay the support, they can support himself. Okay? We have already completed everything that was missing in our building. For this recognition, we read most of the document we need, and just only one is missing. It's called Recife City Hall Final Permission. Yeah. We hope that by the end of the year, we will have this document, so that next year we can start the MAC recognition process. This is important, very important for the school, because we can, and I say we can, improve financial resources for us. Okay, let me introduce the profession. We have 80 professors right now, and me, Randy Short. Randy Short is teaching online. Elias Campos is vice president. Alcides Marques, Paulo César, Álvaro Pestana, Madison Machado, Adriano Freire. And here is this current team that's make Ebenezer follow Jesus' step of calling and make disciple. Ebenezer is a tool in the hands of the Church of Christ in Brazil and United States to fulfill God's will. And the support of this work has an eternal impact on the life of thousands of Brazilians. And I am here to say thank you for the support us. And like me, okay, let me talk about quickly about my history. This is important for me. Because I grew in the family, in a big family. My parents has 14 children, and I am the youngest. My brother and sister look me like baby. Okay, no, listen me. When I was 9 years, my dad died, passed away, because alcoholic. And Friday, my brother died because alcoholic. When I look at my family, or my brother and his family, this is trouble. And my destiny was saying, if Jesus rescued me, yes, rescued me. So my destiny is the same. But because your support and my family, my life changed. And like me, we have a lot of people in Brazil that want an opportunity for find Jesus and transform your life. And I say thank you. Thank you so much for your support. A missionary like my brother Mike, Brandy. Thank you. Thank you so much. Jesus taught us the way, and Ebenezer is following that path. And we are following that path in service to the church. You, in Brazil, for the gospel of our salvation could arrive in another people there. And I say one more time, thank you so much. So I want you to come to my brother Mike and help me answer if you want. But yeah.
If you have any questions, we will be around after services. And so please, if you can think of anything, especially if you speak Portuguese, it would be helpful. But I want to say thank you to Ricardo for what he did this morning. If you can imagine, he's stepping up and he's learning this language. And I know how much he has sacrificed, and I know it's really hard to get up and realize I'm not communicating the way I want to, but he's doing better every time. So I'm grateful for that. If you'll remember, in just what he's saying, you can think about members of your family, people in your community that have not surrendered to the Lord. That's exactly what he was sharing with you this morning. You know, if you can imagine, did you say 15 brothers and sisters? And he's the only one of his family that surrendered to Jesus. And I think it's really unique, and I think it's 14, excuse me. Thank you. 14, okay. That a fellow soccer player shared Jesus with him. And I think that's something that should mean something to us. Because in Matthew 28, when the Lord was speaking to his disciples, remember what he said? Go, make disciples, baptize them in the name of the Father and Son, the Holy Spirit, and teach them, continue to teach them. I think the original phrase, the word go, the original language go, says, as you go. He was saying that to us. And as this newly converted soccer player sat down with a friend of his and said, let me talk to you about Jesus. He's saying that to you and me today. As there's a elder that shared this with me from another congregation a couple of years ago. It's a cross. And he said, Mike, put that in your pocket. And he said, every time you stick your hand down in your pocket, and who doesn't do that, especially men? He said, think about who's your one? Who's your one? Who are you going to make a difference with in the name of Jesus today? Does the Lord call all of us to be doing that? Guys, we have family, we have friends, we have community. And just think of one person. And we will be fulfilling the Great Commission on a daily basis. So this morning, thank you for being here. Thank you for the attention that you gave Ricardo. But you know, we're at a point in this service where are you thinking about anyone right now? That's great. But I also want to ask you, are you thinking about yourself? Where are you in your walk with Jesus right now? And I really want to challenge you to be thinking about that. You know, a lot of people don't respond when the invitation's given. But we do. Everyone in here does. And so if you'll be thinking about, what am I doing as I go? And if you want anybody individually to pray with you during the week, ask them to do that.
It doesn't have to be right here, right now. But there are also people in here who have not, as E. Cardo said, surrendered their lives. And said, I want Jesus. I want Him on my side. I want to be on His team. And I want to give my life to Him. And if you want to do that, this is the time and this is the place. There's no better time, no better place than